Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so I think I'm at the point in my relationship where I either don't care or my wife could be poisoning me.
Uh-oh.
You earned it. I'm on her side. I'm on her side. So the moon water ain't saving you?
No, the moon water felt good. Did y'all feel good through the weekend with the moon water?
No.
All right, so.
I don't know what other answer you anticipated. I felt right about the same.
So I'm at the point now where, whether it's moon water, like I said last week, I just work here, man. I just work here. She started to give me some supplements several years ago, and I'll take, you know, I do the bone broth, which is really good. That's good in the morning. It's good for your collagen and your joints and all that. That one,
all right, but does it taste good?
It's like soup. It's bone broth. Just put some salt and pepper in there.
Good soup? I feel like you can't just say it's like soup as if there's not different levels of soup.
I will fight for bone broth.
Okay.
I think most people, especially get into your 40s and beyond, you need to start taking it because the collagen, you just feel your joints and stuff feel a little better. But that's not what I'm talking about here. She starts giving me supplements over the last couple of years. And about, I'd say a month ago, you know, I'm sitting there, we're watching a game, watching TV, whatever. She goes, take this. And it's a pill. And I just took the pill.
She could have roofied you.
No questions, no nothing. So
you could have gotten high.
How that life insurance looking.
That's what I'm wondering now. Because in a break, I was telling Reggie, yeah, I'm taking this supplement. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what she's giving me.
So if you run out, go to the bathroom, yeah, we know what to do.
So I texted her.
Just one day you don't wake up because it's been a slow poison trail.
I texted her in the last break. Literally, I've been taking it for 2 months. What is that pill you give me at night? Apparently, it's magnesium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So magnesium, I guess it's good for you. I don't know.
What is it supposed to do for you? Have you even found that out?
May combat depression. I'm not depressed. May support healthy blood sugar levels. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's trying to keep you from getting the sugar. That's good.
May promote heart health. All right.
All right.
So, but it might not be magnesium. She just told me it was magnesium.
That is also true. It's also true.
I've been taking a pill, sight unseen, for at least 2 months.
Okay. How are you feeling?
No different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like that moon water, man. That's no different.
Oh, come on now.
Maybe that's what's been happening with the moon water. She's just been putting magnesium in there, telling you it's the moon.
So I guess that's when you reach a certain point in your relationship. You're like, sure, take this. Okay.
Very good. I mean,
that's trust right there, man.
I guess, or just don't care.
All right.
Because I know I'm going to lose the fight anyway.
Is this one of those distinctions without a difference? Magic on the YouTube page says, you call it a relationship and not a marriage?
Well, it's the same.
I just feel like, is that a problem?
That's being a little picky right there.
Yeah,
sometimes I say my girl.
Yeah.
Do you ever say my old lady, though?
Mm-hmm. I have been saying that more often once I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feed into the whole New Orleans thing. Mm-hmm. My old lady.
Old lady is so fun but... For some reason, they don't seem to like it.
Yeah. I call her my bruja.
Yo, who? What?
My bruja.
Did you just call her a witch?
Mi bruja.
So you can see why I'm wondering if she's poisoning you, right?
All my Hispanic brethren will testify. You can call your wife your bruja.
I mean, you can. I feel like that's how you end up with a skillet to the upside of your head, though.
Does she know what it means?
Or a pill that you don't know.
She turn your head into a tortilla. You're not careful. All right. Speaking of differences or distinctions, I think this one is a distinction that actually is a difference that I've got to admit I never knew. So this is actually coming from one of my favorite podcasts at this point. It's Cut 27. Pablo Torre Finds Out.
This isn't
Pablo Torre Finds Out. Sorry. This was from Pat McAfee, which I have to give him some credit. This is Pat McAfee along with J.J. Watt, 28. Sorry. I did the wrong number. Mm-hmm. And this is J.J. Watt and also me learning something about the buffalo.
You know what a bison is?
I sure do. Eat them all the time.
Do you know what a buffalo looks like?
I sure do.
What are the differences?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know shit.
I mean, I know. You asked if I knew what a buffalo looks like. I do.
What does it look like then?
The University of Colorado mascot, Ralphie.
No, so that's actually a bison.
Son of a... Are you kidding me? That's illegal.
Yeah, that is a bison. That's like the Buffalo Bills.
That's false advertising.
More buffaloes have these things here.
Well, that's a water buffalo.
Bingo.
What's a regular buffalo?
So.
Good question.
That's just what it is. Everything we've been calling a buffalo is actually a
bison. North Dakota State should take Colorado's mascot.
North Dakota State is the bison, yeah.
What the hell should be running around Folsom Field?
For a buffalo?
Yeah.
One of these things.
That's a water buffalo. They're not called the water buffaloes.
That's what a buffalo is.
So there's no regular buffalo.
No, it's a bison. Everything we've thought has been a buffalo has been a bison our entire life.
That's right. Like, legitimately, as I see this video, just scrolling on Saturday, I think. And then I was like, did my Googles.
Yeah.
A true buffalo is just like they have the weird, like, looping horn things. And I would typically call them, like literally, J.J. Watt was like, it's a water buffalo. I was like, yes, that's exactly what that is. Like, nope. That is a true buffalo. No other buffaloes exist besides the buffaloes with the weird looking horns. All these jokers with the big humpback, they're all bison.
Yeah.
100% of them. And we as Americans just decided, that's a buffalo.
It's close enough.
That's a buffalo.
Same difference.
I spent 33 years of my life not knowing this difference.
It's so understandable. And the only reason I was nodding my head yes is because I was in the same boat as you a few years ago. I was like, really? And I looked it up myself. But yeah, no.
So all the mascots and all that stuff that call themselves buffaloes are really bison?
They're bison.
So even like the Colorado buffalo?
Bison. Ralphie is a bison.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
What's the name of the, is it Buffalo Bill? Like the actual mascot?
For North Dakota State?
No, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, in like, Colorado? No idea.
The Buffalo Bills mascot.
Buffalo Bills.
That's incredible.
The NFL team.
Yeah.
I was like,
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, in Colorado.
I thought you were talking about Colorado.
Colorado.
Buffalo Bills. Buffalo. Yeah. In Buffalo, New York. Yeah, that plays in the NFL.
You know, that's
Keon Coleman.
That one that came back and beat the Oilers.
All right, that's a bridge too far. That's a step too far, Figgy. You didn't have to go there.
Hey, that team in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Ain't our problems.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, but it was this city that.
I guess you're right.
This city had to deal with the pain. Mm-hmm. And I also had to deal with the pain of learning that all those are bison and not buffalo.
Yeah.
In Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Man. Yes. In Colorado.
I got to confess, man. So my Monday starting off pretty rough. So yesterday, me and the old lady, we did some meal prepping and all that stuff. I hit my sister up, who's pretty much a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And she know what to eat and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going strictly off of her diet.
Good for you.
And I come in this morning. You see, I got my lunch box right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I got my water, my Stanley cup. Mm-hmm. I got to drink three of those.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm motivated. And Lopez come in with a Tupperware full of barbecue. I'm like, man, F you, dude. What is wrong?
Ribs and brisket. Is that the only time that somebody like gives you like non-poison food and you're just like, what is this?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Walking in, like, here's some barbecue. I'm like, what? I can't believe that,
hey,
man.
You ate it?
He really gave us no heads up either. Yeah. We just walked into work and it was barbecue.
Why wouldn't I? Man, that threw me off. If you would have texted me this and said, hey, I'm bringing some barbecue in, then I can mentally prepare to say no. Like, I can't. I'm bringing my lunch. So I would have been prepared.
Yo, your willpower is cranked.
Yeah.
You got to wind it up
walking
for a few
into
hours.
A studio and it's a Tupperware full of barbecue.
And it was warmed up too, so you could smell.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh man. I'm like, man, I can't believe he did this, man.
You ate it.
I know. I had no choice.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good question. Do you have no choice
yes.
at that point?
Yeah. You had no choice, man.
You don't want to be ungrateful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I mean, you don't do this all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you did it every Monday or something like that. But I'm like, man, so now I got to eat about 3 or 4 rib bones now, man. So I'm already to a bad start.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat your granola and everything else tomorrow. By the way, what's in your lunch? What's your health?
So I got a pretty much a chicken stir fry.
Ooh, that's
that'll
good.
Work.
Yeah, so we did a lot.
It ain't brisket and ribs.
It sure ain't. So we actually had to weigh everything in portions and all that stuff. My sister is so strict.
Oh, she does like the macros for real.
Yeah.
100%. She was very strict with it. I had like I want to say it was like a 4-ounce steak last night.
All
right. I'm just like, man, what
you're
is this?
You're doing well.
I told her.
You had a steak bite?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could have just popped that in my mouth and kept going. I touched her. I'm like, what is this? Where the rest of it? She was like, discipline. That's how I go. You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
3, 4, 6 said exactly what I said. Your diet starts tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't got to start today. We'll start that tomorrow. And from the 832, every time you give something up, it shows up all over. You should have known. Just as soon as
I know,
you was
man.
Trying to be good.
100%.
I didn't even think you cooked yesterday. Usually you be posting and bragging about it a little bit. I thought you kind of took the day off.
The warning sign is seeing the picture on Instagram.
Yeah. He'll usually text us the picture of the brisket or something. Yeah. Or the grill and all that stuff.
I went in, man. I had brisket.
Hey.
Ribs. Mm. Sausage. Salmon.
I noticed how some of those things were missing from the Tupperware.
Well, salmon was for my wife because she's a pescatarian, but the sausage.
I would have been cool with the salmon, man.
I'm joking.
Sausage got worked.
I'm joking. I'm not actually the guy who gets free food and is like, not enough.
Yeah.
Not sufficient.
Actually, I might have some left.
Oh.
I'll bring you some more tomorrow, Figgy.
Look, there you go, man.
Don't worry, Figgy. You know what I'll do for you because I'm such a good friend? I'll eat it all before you get a chance to. Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you gave me the heads up and just not me walking in the studio. Hey, here's some meat.
Hey, yo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so I'm really trying, and I'm trying to do a little more with AI, just because it's everywhere. There are probably some really good things you can do with it. I know you're not a big fan. I'm not a huge fan. But every time I've used, and I don't use it very often, but I was driving in my truck this weekend. I forget what the question was. But, you know, you ask the question as you're driving so you don't have to text or whatever and be on your phone. So I asked the question, whatever it was, and the little lady's voice came on and said, would you like me to use ChatGPT to find that answer? You know what I'm talking about. I said, yes. So she gave me the answer, or it gave me the answer. And then at the very end, it says, check details for errors. Why do you have AI?
She's trying to cover herself.
If at the end of it, they're going to say, check details for errors.
That's actually very human to be like, hey, So this is what I think. However, I'm just going to I'm gonna let you know.
Hey, I ain't the expert.
I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, I'm not the expert.
I've never felt more relatable with AI than I do right
but
now.
But AI is supposed to be like scouring the web and research and all this.
See, that's what people think it's supposed to be, but it's not.
And then, so I got this answer. I'm like, okay, nod my head. Okay. And then she goes, check details for errors. I'm going to throw everything out the window then.
That's right.
I'm going to throw everything out.
So you've now learned your lesson then, right?
I have certainly learned.
I love the AI was like, I mean, this is something I found. You can do with this what you want. I don't know.
To me, I respect that a lot because you could easily Google something, find an article and think it's a legit article. And you got to do all this research to try to find the sources and all that stuff. At least she said, hey. Hey, check it on your own time.
Well, then what use are you? If I can't say, oh, it means this. I checked with AI. No, it doesn't, because they said check details for errors.
That's a you problem, brother. I feel like you need to figure out what
you can't go in and expect the AI to be 100% right.
Yes, you can. You should.
100% right.
You should. It's supposed to be doing all kinds of research in real.
It's a tool for you that kind of give you some stuff. You got to do some work too, buddy.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, Reggie asked me, hey, how do you cook a brisket? Well, you do this, 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 and this. But check the details for errors. Mm-hmm. Then you throw away everything I said.
Maybe that should tell you something about how much you should trust and value AI. I don't know. I'm just saying.
But see, Reggie could tell you how to cook a brisket, but I'm sure at the end he was like, hey, I ain't no chef or nothing. But that's how I would do it.
Yeah.
By the way, from the 346, Figgy, the diet starts Wednesday, actually.
Now it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I should even tell my wife.
Or just
Just act like I just had a good lunch. Yeah. And I'm rolling healthy. Day one, baby.
Yeah, that chicken was delectable.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. All right, coming up next, it's a Monday coming off a weekend, so you know what we got to do? Who are the winners? Who are the losers of the weekend? 713-572-4610. Send yours in. We'll break them down next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.